Reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Happy Veterans Day, everyone, and welcome to another new edition of PDGA Radio. I'm your host and producer, Steve Kaczynski. And right away at the top of the show, we can now project, with Zero Precincts reporting, that disc golf is the best and most fun sport in the world. And with that out of the way, coming up on this week's edition, results from this past weekend's tournament action, a look at the newly released 2009 National Tour and Major Tournament schedule, a bonus replay edition of a 60-second clinic, and the rest of your disc golf news. It's coming right up on PDGA Radio, courtesy of the PDGA Store, home of the 2008 Worlds DVD, Discraft, the world leader in disc sports, the International Disc Golf Center, and Innova Champion. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. PDGA Radio returns. As always, thanks for joining me and allowing me to help feed your passion for disc golf. Unfortunately, tournament directors are still not able to upload their scores into the PDGA Tour calendar, so I can only get a few of the results for you from this past weekend's tournament action. They include the A-Tier in Wimberley, Texas. It was the Heart of Texas Tour finale, and it looks like Eric McKay beat out Miles Seaborn for the win. Over in McKinney, Texas, they had a C-Tier. It had J.D. Ramirez winning for the Pearl Men and Mike Taylor winning in advanced. The Southern California Amateur Championships were this past weekend. There in advanced, it was Tommy Ekman winning by 7 over Brandon Langston and Matt Wilczynski. John Tompkins won in intermediate. Michael Brayton got advanced masters. And Laurie Stroh won for the advanced women. Alan Beaver wins the Greater Yadkin Open in North Carolina. Sounds like Mel Schumann survived a last-round scare from Michael Johansson to win the Upstate Classic in South Carolina. Will Bach wins the Druid Hill Open in Maryland. There was a pair of B-tiers in Kansas over the weekend. Saturday, Adam Olsen beat out Kay LaVisca. Then Sunday, it's Ron Convers beating Jake Newell by 8. The tournament director for both events, Jeremy Rusko, managed to win both events in the advanced division, an impressive feat indeed for Mr. Dynamic Discs. And well, it will unfortunately soon be the off-season for many disc golfers with not as much time to practice, but for at least a mental image during that off-season, I dug into the vaults for you and pulled out a 60-second clinic from earlier this year. It's with David Feldberg, currently the reigning world champion and number one ranked player in the world. He's talking about ways to increase your distance on your drives through proper form and release technique.
Hi, this is David Feldberg, and let's talk about increasing distance today. Increasing distance, one of the key factors is timing. I feel that most players concentrate more on reaching back and trying to throw hard than they do with timing. Your right leg and your right arm should be doing the same thing during a throw, just like your left leg and left arm. So if you think about it, as you come through, if your right arm is there before your right leg, then you're off, or vice versa. So you want to be having them come together at the same time. As you pull across, you want your knee to be bent as your elbow is bent, and as you pull your disc across and come forward, so should your knee and your foot then be doing the exact same plane of motion. That's one important key. The second important key is where the motion is coming from, and that's called the hip. And what players are not doing when they're learning is they're reaching back as hard as they can and pulling as hard as they can, and by the time they get to what we call the hip, the last inch or so before you let go of it, where power and speed come together, they're out of speed, so they go from 120% at a full reach back to 80% when they let go of it. But when you're reaching back, your arm should be somewhat loose, going from maybe 30 to 60%. And as you come across the chest, slowly increasing the speed until you get right to the hip, the moment where the acceleration increases before you release, and hit it with everything you got to 120%. And that's what you'll increase distance with. I think that the problem is people are out of power when they get to the release point because they're trying too hard at the pullback, when the arm should be loose in the pullback with a quick hit at the end. So those are two quick tips that can help anybody increase distance, I believe.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com. Roar!
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
The Professional Disc Golf Association is proud to announce its 2009 schedule of major national tour and super tour events. The schedule features 8 majors, 10 national tour stops, and 52 super tour or A-tier events, with at least an additional 1,000 lower tiered events expected to be sanctioned in 2009. The national tour season will start with the Memorial in Scottsdale, Arizona, March 5th through the 7th, then continue March 28th and 29th for the Atlanta Open in Georgia. About a month later, April 25th through the 26th, we'll have the Green Country Open in northern Oklahoma. Then May 15th through the 17th is the Steady Ed Memorial Masters Cup in Santa Cruz, California. The next weekend, May 22nd and 24th, it heads north for the Beaver State Fling in Portland, Oregon. Then the Minnesota Majestic is June 19th through the 21st. Immediately followed by the Kalamazoo Open in Michigan. They'll take a week off for the 4th of July, then play the Brent Hambrick Memorial Open in Columbus, Ohio, July 10th through the 12th. Head back to Des Moines, Iowa the next weekend for the First Class Challenge. And the final national tour stop is after Worlds. It's August 14th through the 16th in Massachusetts for the Vibram Open at Maple Hill. For the majors, they do begin early, at least for the amateurs. March 14th through the 15th in Texas is the World Amateur Doubles Championships. Then the U.S. Amateur Championships are June 12th through the 14th in Milford, Michigan. The heart of the major season begins July 27th through August 1st in Kansas City, Missouri. That's the Pro and Am World Championships. Then there's no Japan Open this year. Instead, they play across the other ocean for the European Open. It's in Finland, August 27th through the 30th. The U.S. Masters Championships will be in Los Angeles, September 11th through the 13th. The U.S. Women's Championships are in Quad City, Iowa, September 18th through the 20th. And that leaves the men for the U.S. DGC, October 7th through the 10th. And the Players' Cup in Florida, November 20th through the 22nd. 2009 is shaping up to be yet another record-breaking year for the PDGA and disc golf. Visit the tour schedule at PDGA.com to check for updates and additions. Events will be added to the schedule as they become sanctioned. Also, a quick reminder that it is that time to start thinking about Christmas or holiday presents. And if you have a disc golfer on the list or you just want one for yourself, don't forget the 2008 World Championships DVD is now available for a very affordable price of just $25. Check out the PDGA store for all the details on the DVD and many other items that all make great presents, even if they're not for yourself. Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels. Well, the moment I, like many of you PDGA members and tournament players, have been waiting for is now less than 2 weeks away. It's almost time for another players rating update. Next update scheduled to be completed on November 25th. for all tournaments that have their reports submitted by November 12th, so you better hurry. This will likely be the last update of the year. It's the first since early September. Congratulations to Jack Gilmore and Patrick Taylor for submitting their winning designs in the 2009 PDGA Ace and Birdie Club Logo Contest. 17 different people submitted a total of 40 logos this year. For submitting the winning designs, Jack receives a 2009 Ace Club membership, and Patrick gets a 2009 Birdie Club membership. Both members also receive a complimentary copy of the 2008 Worlds DVD, which is now available. The PDGA would like to thank everyone who submitted designs in this annual contest and look forward to seeing what's in store for next year. You can see the winning designs on PDGA.com, and while you're there, you'll also see some new banner ads as part of the new website. For more information on that program, along with the rest of the new PDGA.com, can be found right there on PDGA.com. Also want to let you know that listeners out there can take a couple extra minutes of your time and help make PDGA Radio even better for the future. Go to the PDGA discussion board, and even if you're not a member of the board, you can still access a listener's survey from the PDGA Radio section and follow the couple links and take the survey. We appreciate your effort. And as we prepare for the 2009 season, I also urge you to send any emails of support or suggestions for improvement to pdgaradio@pdga.com so we can make next year even better. We'll also have individual segments and a whole lot more available, so check the PDGA discussion board for links to that, and right here on pdgaradio.com for more information. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. That just about does it for this week's edition of PDGA Radio. Before I go, we got a look at the PDGA Tour calendar for the upcoming weekend of November 15th and 16th. It's showcased by a pair of eight-years on the East Coast with the Seneca Creek Soiree in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And also the pros have the Moccasin Lake Open in Clearwater, Florida, a preparation event for the Players' Cup, which is the following weekend. Elsewhere on the schedule, there's only a dozen or so listed, so let's quickly go through them. They show B-tiers in Birmingham, Alabama, and Norman, Oklahoma, along with the Southern California Pro Championships. The Bull City Showdown is a C-tier. It's in Durham, North Carolina. Also C-tier is scheduled for both Huntsville and Austin, Texas, and Jasper, Arkansas, Radcliffe, Kentucky, North Plains, Oregon, and hopefully the November weather cooperates and everyone can enjoy some good disc golfing. Until next week, I'm Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio. Are you or someone you know involved in a business or organization that would benefit from advertising to thousands of disc golfers worldwide on a weekly basis? If so, then PDGA Radio wants to help you out. There is now a limited number of spots open for advertising on PDGA Radio, where you'll have the opportunity to have your business heard about by thousands of disc golfers on the only weekly program covering the great sport of disc golf. Available on PDGARadio.com, iTunes, and numerous other podcasting websites, you'll be sure to see positive results from your small investment. For more information about advertising with PDGA Radio, contact Brian Graham at the PDGA office or email pdgaradio@pdga.com. The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.